This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Saddam Hussein appeared in public today for the first time since his capture. Iraqi guards brought the handcuffed prisoner to an Iraqi tribunal. He joined 11 of his associates to listen to the charges against them. Those charges include war crimes, genocide, and crimes against humanity. Video of today's court appearance by the former Iraqi dictator was shown on television in Iraq and around the world. NPR's Deborah Amos has been watching that video in Baghdad. And Deborah, most people remember how Saddam Hussein looked when he was captured last December with a full, scraggly beard. How did he look today?
Yes, and a little docile back then. Today, Steve, he was thinner than before. He appeared in a gray pinstripe suit jacket, a crisp white shirt, and he was holding a folded piece of yellow paper. He was taking notes with very steady hands. It was reported from the courtroom that when he was asked his name, he said very forcefully, "I am Saddam Hussein, President of Iraq." And what was clear today that this last 6 months hasn't broken his will. There was lots of give and take with a young Iraqi judge. Saddam gestured. He poked his finger in the air. He was animated. It is very vintage Saddam, which will win him points in the Arab world.
So he's not just making legal moves here. He's also clearly playing to the cameras. He was playing to the cameras.
He certainly was. The reporters in the room said when he was asked could he afford a lawyer, he looked over at them and smiled and said, "Well, the Americans say I have lots of money in Geneva, so of course I can afford a lawyer." He was playing the cameras today.
Now, we mentioned the charges against him, war crimes, genocide, crimes against humanity, but I would imagine that opponents of Saddam Hussein could come up with lists of thousands of incidents in which they might bring charges like that. How are prosecutors structuring the case against him?
Well, this is a preliminary hearing today, so there could be other charges. These were the ones that they could get ready so that they could bring him to court. There were seven. They were carefully chosen. You can see that there are some political choices here, so they'll resonate with various groups in the country. Some of them include suppressing an uprising in 1991 that targeted Iraqi Shiites and Kurds, the infamous gassing of a Kurdish village in 1988, the murder of Shiite clerics, also the launching of the invasion of Kuwait in 1990, and that set Saddam off. He really went after the judge for that one and wanted to argue legal points with him. And at some moment, he called the Kuwaitis dogs, and the judge reminded him he was in a court of law and shouldn't be using that kind of language.
When you say political charges, what do you mean? You mean that there was a charge against Kurds, there's a charge against attacking Sunnis and that sort of thing?
Well, what I'm saying is that this trial will have to play to an Iraqi public who will want their grievances addressed. And so when you look down the charges, these are communities that suffered the most under Saddam. I mean, you could argue that a simple charge of gassing a Kurdish village in 1988 would be a war crime or a crime of genocide because there was a larger campaign to kill the Kurds. But you have to say to all Iraqis, your grievances will be addressed. So when you look at how they structured these first seven charges, they took that into account. There's, you know, murder of Shia clerics, Kurdish villages, an uprising in 91 where there are Kurds and Shias, and the launching of the Kuwait invasion. There were plenty of Iraqis who privately were very much against that and saw that as the beginning of the end of this regime.
And in this Iraqi court proceeding, what is the American role?
Well, it's not altogether clear, except what we did see on our screens today was a small white sign that said cleared by the U.S. military. In the early part of the day, there was no sound on any of the court proceedings. As the day went on, we did finally get to hear Saddam's voice. And what we heard was him arguing with the judge. Now, it's not clear who made that decision, who changed their mind about letting Saddam be heard. You know, for Iraqi authorities here, they know that this appearance today has to play well with the Iraqi people. If they feel that there is some undue or heavy-handed censorship, if they feel that the Americans are in charge of this court proceeding, it won't go down well here. So we did hear Saddam, very forceful, argued with the judge, wouldn't sign a piece of paper until his lawyer was present, he said, about recognizing the legality of this court.
Okay, NPR's Deborah Amos is in Baghdad. Thanks, Deborah.
Thank you, Steve.